Blue Jackets, Gold Standards. Thanks for joining us, everyone. Lee Maddox with today's accent on agriculture. Over 2,000 Blue Jackets are in Gatlinburg today through Wednesday for the FFA 79th Annual Convention.
I'm really excited. It's come full circle way too soon. A year flew by, but we've done a lot of great things throughout the year, I think, and our officer team has done a great job representing the state. We're ready to celebrate our 79th state convention with our first general session, and we have contests, awards, speakers. It's a great time for everybody to be there.
State FFA President Matthew McBride says you can feel the excitement in the air, and he hopes that his officer team can encourage and motivate students to live up to the theme of this year's convention, Blue Jackets and Gold Standards.
In my welcome, I've tried to urge the students to find their gold standards this week during convention, because once we're done with convention, everybody will go back home and go back to their homes and communities, and hopefully they'll be able to pull out their gold standards and help show their communities and their state next year in contest what they have to give, because our gold standards is what makes us what we are. Our Blue Jackets are just how we're recognized.
Now, students are participating in several leadership training sessions, competing in state speaking and group events, and hearing the retiring addresses of this year's state officer team, as a new team will be elected on Wednesday. And McBride says that convention is much more than just contests. It's a chance for members to become motivated to go back to their chapters and make a difference.
That's the whole point in FFA, is we're trying to build leaders. Convention is just kind of a way for us to, the lights, the sound, the speakers we'll have, those are mainly just to get kids to get involved, get interested, you know, see something interesting about our organization and want to get more involved.
Also during convention, over 400 members will receive their state FFA degree, and we'll have much more from Gatlinburg and the 79th Annual FFA Convention all this week on the TRN.